Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. Signature Sound's first album came out in 1995, and the label has seen over 150 releases since then, moving into show promoting, opening a venue in Northampton, Massachusetts, overseeing frequent collaborations between its artists, and taking over the long-running music and hot air balloon gathering of the Green River Festival. Earlier this spring, they released Signature Sound's 20th anniversary collection, Rarities from the Second Decade, an album of previously unreleased songs from Signature Sound's artists, a mixtape lovingly prepared for you by the label. Jim Olson is the president of Signature Sounds, and he joins us now. Jim, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Sarah. Nice to be here.
Tell us about the founding of Signature Sounds. How did you start running a record label?
Well, it was a bit of a hobby. I, like you, had a career in radio prior to this, and the station I work on, WRSI, out of Northampton, Massachusetts, we had a local music program called Homegrown. And we decided, the host and I, to make some CDs as fundraisers for the local food bank. And so they had themes. The first one was a Christmas album, and the second one was songs about Western Massachusetts. And from there, in putting those compilation albums together, we started working with a bunch of different artists on that, and the label sort of grew out of that. Before I knew it, I had this little hobby label going, and before I knew that, it was my career.
What did you have to learn? What has surprised you about running a label? What does the business entail?
I learned everything kind of trial and error from the ground up. I had no label experience. I started this with a gentleman, Mark Thayer, who ran our studio, our recording studio. He had no experience in running a label. But because of working in music radio and such, I had a sense of what I needed to do, and there was a lot of trial and error. And we started slowly. We started small. Originally, we just wanted to be, you know, for local artists in the local area, and we kind of grew from there. So it was a little bit of on-the-job training. It ended up working out okay.
What hole did the label fill? Why did the artists need you to do this?
Well, at that point in time, this was way before internet marketing and a way to find your fans. You really needed a label back then in order to make an impact, in order to gain a national audience. You needed physical distribution. Back when we started Signature Sounds, we still were making our albums on cassette tape. That's how long ago it was. and CD, and it was way before, as I mentioned, there were no downloads, there was no iTunes, there was none of that when we started. So we really helped our artists both in terms of marketing and in distributing their music.
And how do you decide who you're going to work with, who you're going to put on the label?
Just looking for great music, great musicians, people who want to tour, who want to work, people who want to collaborate, not so much be told what to do, people who are more interested in it as artists than necessarily, how can I make a quick buck? How can I, you know, turn into a pop sensation quickly?
Right. And how do you find them?
We find them a number of ways. In many instances, our own artists are our best talent scouts. In the course of their touring around the country, they'll run into other musicians and come back and report back, hey, you should check out so-and-so. You know, I actually have sort of chains of bands. We work with a guy named Peter Mulvey, who introduced us to Elon Jewell, who interested Zoe Muth in the Lost Round High Rollers. So it ended up being this chain of artists that people, our own artists, brought to our attention.
I'm sure that all of your artists, it's like, you know, which is your favorite child? I'm not going to ask you what your favorite is, because you love them all and you work hard for all of them. Mm-hmm. But do you have any big success stories, kind of gloats you want to share with us?
We've been very lucky to, I mean, what we do really, we're really an artist development company. And that means we sign artists sort of on their way up before they've been discovered and then try and help them develop their careers.
Sure,
we've had a lot of success in that world with people like Josh Ritter and Lori McKenna, and more recently Lake Street Dive. And it's super gratifying. It's super gratifying and fun to watch when an artist finds their audience and starts to take off. And to be part of that, to help grow that, is really exciting.
What is your day to day like? Do you work early in the morning, or because you have to attend so many shows, do you not sort of start early? Or what is the
business?
Because
I'm such a music fan, mm-hmm. I feel like I'm pretty much always working.
Uh-huh.
It really feels that way, and not in a way like, oh, I got to go to work again. My mind is always turning, In terms of office, I spend probably a pretty average amount of time in the office, but I do go to a lot of shows at night, and I do radio on the weekends, and I'm involved in a lot of different projects that kind of feed into each other, and that keeps it fresh, it keeps it interesting, and I feel like I've got the best job in the world. I love it.
And the label has opened a venue in Northampton.
Yes. Yes.
The Parlor Room.
The Parlor Room. We moved into Northampton. It used to be based in the basement of my house. I had a little couple offices down there, and I would have people come out to my house, which was a little bit more rural setting. But now we're in downtown Northampton, and we moved there in 2012. The building we rented had a lot of extra space, and we realized if we tore down a wall, this could make a nice little sort of coffee house venue. And that's what we've done with the Parlor Room. It seats about 90 people. And we have live music anywhere from 10 to 20 nights a month. So,
I looked at the calendar. You have a lot of great stuff coming up. And, of course, it's a small space to present a lot of your own artists.
Exactly. Yeah. It's been really a really fun project for us to work with artists on a different platform.
And you also present the Green River Festival every year. This year, it is July 10th through the 12th. It's a Friday night through a Sunday. I was there last year. It's a fantastic music and hot air balloon festival.
Thank you. Thank you. That's our big baby. That's that eats up about half of our year planning that.
I bet.
We have about 40 artists on three different stages over 3 days, plus the hot air balloons and all kinds of other stuff going on. Really family-friendly, very nice, very low-key festival. It's not, don't think Bonnaroo or that sort of thing where, there's huge throngs of people. We limit it to about 5,000 a day, which is spread over a college campus, so it feels comfortable, and it's really a lot of fun.
And there's a sort of local makers market kind of arts fair on one part of the mm-hmm. one part of one of the fields. And I wanted to ask you, why hot air balloons? How did that become a part of it?
The festival actually started as a hot air balloon festival back in the early 80s. Hot air balloons, particularly in that time of year, can only go up when the atmospheric conditions are correct, which is early in the morning or in the evening. So they wanted to have this festival, but the entertainment would come and go fairly quickly, and they needed other things to fill out the day. So I was hired at the time to book the music for it. And over the years, the balloons have always been there, but the music has grown and grown, and it's kind of become a music festival with balloons rather than the other way around.
And tickets are on sale for the festival now, okay. But why don't you give me a bit of a preview and tell me some of the people that will be there?
We have a great lineup this year, very eclectic. I mean, our overall sort of theme of programming is American roots music, and this year some of our artists are Steve Earle and the Dukes, and the Punch Brothers, the Preservation Hall Jazz Band, Toon Yards, the Milk Carton Kids, Booker T. Jones from Booker T. and the MGs, Rubble Bucket. As I mentioned, there's about 40 artists, so I could go on and on.
I know, and it is the kind of thing with any festival, if you just start listing bands, it starts to sound like you're like free associating words.
Right.
Like, it doesn't make a lot of sense if you just list everything.
Exactly.
Especially with, you're just at Rubble Bucket. It's a great band, but mm-hmm. if you haven't heard of them, you just think that you've said something sort of nonsensical just
exactly.
now.
Exactly.
I hold in my hand the Signature Sounds 20th Anniversary Collection CD, Rarities from the Second Decade. It's a fabulous album that has songs from a lot of your artists, most of which were previously unreleased. How did you put this together?
Well, we had this past November, to celebrate our 20th anniversary, we had a big Thanksgiving weekend festival, essentially an indoor festival. It was four shows over 3 days featuring many of our artists at a beautiful theater in Northampton.
The Academy of Music.
The Academy of Music. And it's hard for us to round up our artists. They're from all over the country. It's hard to get them all in one place. So we wanted to make a big deal of it because we were going to film it and record it. We decided also, we had made a special CD for our 10th anniversary. So started hunting around and to check what was in the can, as they say, from our recordings. We've released over 150 albums over this 20-year period, so there's a lot of material. And a lot of times when artists record an album, for one reason or another, one or two songs gets left off, or maybe they try a special project and they record and then they put it aside. So we have, when I started looking around, I was kind of amazed by how good the level of rarities we had were. It really makes for a great album. I almost feel like, I feel bad describing it as leftovers because it's really terrific stuff altogether.
Because it's, as you said, it's stuff that was recorded in studio, so it's not live versions or something like
demos,
sung into somebody's
or,
phone, right?
Yeah.
Demos, anything like that. It's
yeah.
it's you know fully produced or mostly fully produced songs, and they mm-hmm. sound fantastic. We're gonna, of course, share a few.
Excellent.
Why else? We can talk about music all day, but music, you know, tells its own story, really. I want to start by playing Be Back Home Tonight. It's the Sweetback Sisters. Tell us a little bit about them, please.
The Sweetback Sisters are kind of a throwback country group hailing back from the 40s and 50s, sort of the heyday of original honky-tonk country music. They're actually, there's no sisters in the band. And they're from Brooklyn. So.
Yeah, this sounds very honky-tonk. Like
however,
you say.
They channel that period of country music so well, and they're just a really fun band.
This is Be Back Home Tonight.
I got tired eyes and my lids are low, but my high beams are burning the hole in the road. I'm taking deep breaths and I'm driving slow. I'm gonna be back home tonight. For a whole solid month I've been driving around. I've been to 17 towns. I've been drinking black coffee till my teeth turn brown. I'm gonna be back home tonight.
Next, we will hear from a band you mentioned a bit before, Lake Street Dive. The song on the album is What I'm Doing Here.
Yeah, this was a song that their last album, which was really their breakthrough album, was called Bad Self-Portraits. One of those situations where they recorded more than they needed. And I remember fighting with them about putting this song on the album. I thought, this song is just too good to leave off now. How can you leave it off? They said, oh, you'll find something to do with it down the line. And sure enough, we were able to do that. It's a beautiful showcase for... the vocalist Rachel Price, who's just a wonderful, wonderful singer.
Nobody knows what I'm doing here, and I ain't got a clue. Messing around with these other fools when when I've longed for your touch, there's been so many days when our love was not enough. Oh, leave me, just leave me, leave me. Can't you see? Messing
That's a portion of What I'm Doing Here, Lake Street Dive, found on the Signature Sounds 20th Anniversary Collection Rarities from the second decade. We're speaking with Jim Olson, and the next song we'll hear is a Postal Service cover. Joy Kills Sorrow recorded a version of Such Great Heights.
Yeah, this was just such an unusual cover. I love when a band covers a song in a completely different genre than the original. The original version of that Postal Service song is it's very electronic. It has a lot of keyboards and such. And Joy Kills Sorrow is sort of they're not a bluegrass band, but if you looked at the instrumentation, you'd sort of think they were. It's essentially a string band, and they take that song to a whole different place.
I think it's a sign, the freckles in our eyes are mirror images, and when you kiss her perfectly, I have to speculate, that God himself did make us into corresponding shapes like puzzle pieces from
Joy Kills Sorrow with a cover of the Postal Service song Such Great Heights, which had that thing when I heard this version. I was like, I know this song, but I don't know this song. And I was like, I have to look up, you know, pull out the liner notes.
Sure.
I was like, oh, right, Ben Gibbard. So it's a Postal Service song. I do know it in its original form. And it's as engaging or more so this way. The next song we'll share is another cover. Barnstar covered Joni Mitchell's Carrie.
Yeah, Barnstar is a fun band. They are an occasional bluegrass band featuring members of different groups, some of Josh Ritter's band, Mark Arelli, who plays with Laurie McKenna and Paula Cole and all sorts of other people. They only get together every once in a while, and generally what they like to do is find songs that aren't bluegrass songs and make them into bluegrass songs. And they had so much fun with this Joni Mitchell song.
The wind is in from Africa. Last night I couldn't sleep. You know it sure is hard to leave here, Carrie, but it's really not my home. My fingernails are filthy. I got bleach tar on my feet. And I miss my clean white linen and my fancy French cologne. Oh, Carrie, get out your cane.
Carrie, get out your cane.
And I'll put on my finest silver. Oh, don't need no dad, but I like you. Let's go down to the Mermaid Cafe, and I will buy you a bottle of wine. And we'll laugh and toast to nothing. Smash our empty glasses down. Let's have a round for these freaks and these soldiers. A round for all these friends of mine. Let's have another round for the bright red devil who keeps me in this college town. Oh, Carrie, get out your cane.
Winter Pills. Yeah, I mean, I know there's a lot of bands in Northampton, but I just always think I'm like, Northampton, Winter Pills. They're like congruous to me. And they recorded A Tree in the Lung.
Yes, the Winter Pills have been together for about 10 years. It's based around songwriter Philip Price, and his wife Flora Reed is a wonderful singer, and their harmonies together are just beautiful. And they're very prolific. We've released 5 albums and an EP, and they have even more than that. I mean, there's just a lot of extra material. And this song that they came up with for the compilation was just a knockout.
Lately, I've been thinking of you, sleepless soldier, lonely holder. How I love to pull you to me and hold you faster. Only all this time, all this time away. Run, run, run. You're a summer without a sun. You're a winter without a snowfall. A dream of love. Wounded, sharply.
A Tree in the Lung, Winter Pills, from Signature Sound's 20th Anniversary Collection. And we're going to wrap up today with If This Ain't Heaven, Chris Delmhorst.
Chris is working on a CD with her husband, Jeffrey Foucault. They both have their own solo careers. They do their own thing. Occasionally, they'll get together. When we were looking for things for this album, I asked, and she said, you know, we went into the studio one day, and we started, and we didn't feel it, except for this one song, and I think you might like to have this one song. So Chris donated the song to the project.
I don't know about a better place. I don't know about a higher ground. I got your song in the morning. I got the sky all full of dawn. And this ain't heaven, honey. Hold a candle to the stormy night. Box of matches by the pilot light. Buckets of rain, buckets of tears. Difficult days, effortless years. If this ain't heaven, honey, I don't even need to know. Ooh.
Signature Sound's 20th Anniversary Collection, Rarities from the Second Decade, is available now. This year's Green River Festival takes place July 10th through the 12th at the Greenfield Community College in Greenfield, Massachusetts. Signature Sounds will also present Amorosaurus on Sunday, August 30th at Pines Theater in Look Park in Florence, Massachusetts. Links to all are posted at wamc.org/roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke, and you're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.